You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey guys, it's Malls. Thanks so much for listening to Please Advise. Just a quick message before the show. Don't forget to subscribe in iTunes. It's super helpful for us and super helpful for you. You can also call 323-450-7408 to get your calls on the show. Again, 323-450-7408. Or email askpleaseadvise@gmail.com with your voice notes or emails. Thanks so much. Oh my God, I'm so excited, you guys. It's episode 149 of Please Advise. We've never had this guest here before. It's Ira at Ira. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, you guys might know Ira from, I don't know, just being a prolific internet writer, from like half of the expressions that the kids are using these days. He's the creator of Keep It. He's the creator of Delete Your Account. You are just like, you're one of my favorite presences online. I feel like I mostly retweet you.
Thank you.
You're just the best.
You know, I try and make a catchphrase happen.
Who are you working for these days?
I am working for The Daily Beast, GQ Magazine, and also Crooked Media.
So are you allowed to say what you were doing today? This comes out in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Oh, I was doing a GQ print piece with the artist Khalid.
Did any like antics happen? Any onset pranks?
No. He was just really just very chill and nice. He's 19, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's so innocent and sweet.
You know.
So the world is like basically on fire right now. And I'm glad that you're here to talk about this because so much has been going on and I really don't even know where to begin. Again, this will be 4 weeks from now by the time this comes out. But I don't know if you saw this while you were working today. Lena Dunham has already apologized for her actions.
Yes, I was reading it as I was en route.
What are your thoughts on this? Because I know like this whole, I mean, it's the world is a toxic hellscape right now. There's that. But it's always been.
Yeah.
Well, but it's just, I don't know.
Clearly it's wild enough pronounce words.
You also retweeted that story about Morrissey. And Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. I don't know. Everyone's annoying me today, lately. It's just been a very long day. And it's back and forth.
Right.
And I have dinner reservations at Sir tonight.
Oh, you do?
I've never been.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
I'm sure it's awful.
It's going to be so problematic.
I hear it's awful.
No, just...
But a friend of mine's in town, and he loves The Housewives, and he's like, we have to go to Sir. And I'm like, do we?
Keep your expectations medium. I will say, like, I'm trying to think of things on the menu that aren't totally offensive. I think it's, like, the steak and fries, that it's not that bad. And then the fish and chips, I will say, I don't know how those British people managed to fuck that up. You'd think it was, like, the safest thing on
there. Right,
it's
like, what can you not fuck up in a restaurant? And it's like, do I just get a salad?
No, the salads are really dark. I will say, like, honestly, the goat cheese balls that Stassi loves, like, just get an order of it just so you can see that, like, I said, have you, like, can a person be, like, Stockholm syndrome by, like, a menu? Like, because Stassi talks about these goat cheese balls. She's always ordering them on, like, her Instagram or whatever. She's like, guess what I'm having? And it's like, honey, like, you know you can order from other places, right? Like, you Postmated that to your
get
house.
Get Postmates, girl.
No, she pays for that on Postmates to come to her house, the restaurant that she doesn't even work at anymore. She'd be like, guess who I just called on Postmates? And it's like, honey, like, that's not even good food. And I
must be. Is she still on the show?
Yes.
But she doesn't work at Sir anymore.
No, she has a podcast and she's, like, friends with the girls. Like, that's basically it.
Okay. I haven't watched Vanderpump Rules in years.
If there was a chain, like, food chain, like, equal to Sir, so that I have a better idea.
Arby's. Okay. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, that might be mean to Arby's. I've never been to Arby's. Like, I know. I'm like, maybe, like, Hardee's. Like, I don't know. Like, Checkers. Like, it's really not good. It's
Checkers.
Yeah. Maybe. Or, like, Rally's, maybe. Like,
people are really dragging Cheesecake Factory lately.
Oh, well, I've never been a fan. But, oh, Christina's mom's favorite restaurant is Cheesecake Factory.
My parents live in New York, and their favorite restaurant is Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, well, I don't have time to get
in fact,
that.
The first time Christina's mom gesticulated to Christina while saying bisexual was at Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, wow.
It was a fun meal. I was like, I caught that, Diana.
At least my family's tacky chain is actually pretty good.
Which one is it?
We grew up, like, my family loving Applebee's.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? Applebee's is actually, like, pretty legit.
Yeah.
The chicken fingers, the mozzarella sticks, it's like, and they're like margaritas. Like, it's pretty legit at Applebee's. When you're there, your family.
Yeah.
I think that's the slogan, right?
I think that's when you're there, your family. Oh, yeah.
It's Olive Garden. Welcome home.
That's CBS. I don't know what Applebee's doesn't need a slogan.
The more you know.
But to answer your question, I did read about all this stuff, and I don't know. I've always been one of the people who've tried to defend Lena Dunham.
I know. I don't want to dislike her.
Because I actually liked Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she follows me on Twitter.
Same.
But I also feel like if you're a celeb and you follow me, you know that if you do something problematic, I will
drag you.
I will talk about it. And I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
It's wild, you know? It's just like, you can't be a person who says, like, believe women, when they say that someone has assaulted them or raped them. And right. Then, like, the one person who comes out and, like, the rapist is your friend, you're like, I don't believe it. Like, imagine if all the Louis C.K. people did that.
Well, no, exactly.
Or, like, if the Weinstein people, like, that's wild.
Well, Sarah Silverman's sentiment about Louis C.K. was, I thought, excellent, and I honestly had a very similar situation, but very dissimilar in a lot of ways as well, where it's like, I had a friend who definitely sexually assaulted someone and was basically chased out of town and should have been, and definitely sexually assaulted multiple people. But it is that sort of thing where it's like an and statement, where it's like, this person definitely did this and I care about them a lot, or like, and like, I love them as a person, but like, they also did this terrible thing.
And I mean, serial killers' family members, like, go to, like, their trial, like, Jeffrey Dahmer's parents still visited him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, but it's like, you have to understand that, like, one, you know, you're fucking up your coins, Lisa, mm-hmm. Lena, Lisa, she's Lisa, Lisa. She's Lisa, Lisa today, Lisa Dunham. I got a lot to say, Lisa. You're tearing me apart.
That's
Lisa.
Literally, always call her Lisa from now on. I think that'd be very funny.
But it's like, you're fucking your coins. This is your brand. You know, I'm like, first of all, these allegations dropped on a Friday.
Yeah.
Friday night. Like, did your ass really need to send the Hollywood Reporter a statement?
No.
On a Friday night? Like, just like, she
go have a dirty martini like the rest of us.
Well, she had already, she was supposed to be part of Vulture Fest this weekend.
Yes.
But she pulled out because of her endometriosis. Like, it flared up this weekend. So she already had an excuse. Like, she had to pull out of something publicly because she was sick this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just be sick. Mm-hmm. Be sick and quiet.
Yeah.
You know, you could have waited till Monday. looked at the reaction. It's just like, it's wild.
And it's unfortunate Jenny had to stand behind her as well, because that's like a statement on behalf of their entire production.
And they issued it together, though. Right. I'm not letting Jenny off the hook. Or that that one white boy who's in the Lonely Island.
Jorma.
Jorma.
Yeah.
Like, never liked him anyway.
Oh. Okay.
Actually, maybe he was the cutest one. But however, pissed off at him now. Jorp.
Yeah.
Jorp.
Yeah.
Yes. He is. He's done. Some other woman did too. I was just like, wow, y'all really just flocked to Twitter. To do this.
And it wouldn't have gotten as far as it did if they didn't say anything.
True, because I honestly hadn't heard of the allegations until this came out.
And by the way, like, this is an LAPD report, which is like, to me, that is the thing about this that keeps hitting me the wrong way, is that, like, first of all, this didn't go to Radar Online. She didn't whisper this to Ronan Farrow over the phone.
It wasn't a Facebook post.
No, she went to the Los Angeles police and filed a fucking report. And like, that's the way it came out. And they brought it to, in my mind, they more brought it to the media's attention than anything. I didn't hear about it until it was a statement that was made on their behalf.
And they said that, like, you know, he tried to say the statement that, you know, like, she tried to get money out of him before then, but then she's and her mother say that they didn't. So, like, you know what? Let the police handle this. It would have been so simple for Lena Dunham to tweet, like, I believe I texted this to a friend, you know, it's something where it's like, I'm saddened to hear this news about someone who has been a close friend for years.
Yes.
Obviously, I put all my support behind the LAPD and hope that they can get to the bottom of this matter.
Right.
You know, something simple like that, where it's like, you know what? I will cooperate with the police in any way that I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Like, just do that. Like, it shows that it's your friend, but it also shows, you know, that, like, you're not about to, like, fuck up your money. And
I mean, you're allowed to be sad without also negating the claims of a victim. And this is the thing with Lena that I also agree with you on, this is that I don't want to dislike her at all. Like, for many years, she's been very kind to me. She's been very, like, you know, she's just existed in the same bubble in some capacity. Obviously, she's significantly more successful and everything, but like, I don't want bad things for her. What unfortunately I think keeps happening with her is just these like misfires where it's like, girl, if you had said nothing, it's all just, I think, well,
say nothing. She needs to not be online.
It's well-intentioned.
She needs to not be online.
Idiocy. In a way.
Lisa comes out. It's wild. It's inappropriate. It's it was just very shameful. Mm-hmm. It was like, just shut your mouth. It was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't have done it.
One comment I read a lot, which I felt was a little bit maybe lacking some foresight on her end, was that she herself was so widely accused of molesting her sister during her book. And a lot of people were like, of course she doesn't think this person's an abuser. She herself is an abuser. And I was like, ooh, like, I don't know if I love that comment, but I'm like, fair. Like, if there's already this idea out there, it's like, if we're just like throwing around accusations, well, why don't we say, like, you know, you yourself at one point faced accusations from a lot of people, and did it go to court?
It's the foresight. Like, also, like, that was your book, girl. Mm-hmm. Why would you put that in your book?
I don't know. I had a really hard time with that.
Leave it out.
I didn't need, like,
it's your book.
What? I didn't need the visual.
What did we gain from that? What did it influence her life experience? I don't understand why
I don't need
there
to know anywhere where pebbles touch a child's nether regions one time in my life. Not one time do I need to know about that. And, like, here's the thing. If it was a cute,
not unless
fun
it's
anecdote,
like, you know.
No.
Yelling pebbles and bam bam.
Yeah, you know,
okay?
Yeah, you got pebbles, Flintstones underwear. Training pants.
You know? No, it's just, it's very, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't know. I've long thought that, like, I'm like, should I switch careers? Should I help these people?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you want to go into PR?
Like Olivia Pope it. I could, like, I feel like I could turn this shit around for anybody.
You
to
actually
be honest.
Would do
I would
that
be your
Huck
so
well
in an instant. I'd fuck you up on the internet.
Yeah. I could turn it around for
Ira,
Kevin
you
Spacey in a week.
Need
I'm
to
kidding.
Do that. Ira, I'm like, kidding. By fuck the Kevin way, Spacey. Your side hustle, like, you should even just not even, don't even go as Ira and say, like, hi, it's me. I'm doing this now. You should go undercover under a different name and you should help out these celebrities and say, like, I could drag you or you could pay me $100,000 to turn this shit around for you right now.
And it's, you know, it's that and, like, I'm just glad that my public blunders are just me being mean to trash Republicans, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Tim Allen.
Sessions. Well, no, like, a drama with Sessions yeah. and then, like, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Ooh, that was the Sessions thing this week was rough. The
right.
receipts
and,
coming out.
And they are all getting their karma yeah. for being bad at their jobs and racist. So,
well, when you had that problem, like, what did you do in the midst of, like, you were getting all these comments? Like,
I went
to
Europe
what was
for
your...
a month.
yeah.
The Jeff Sessions thing happened when I was at MTV, and it literally happened, like, right before my vacation, and I went to Europe for a month.
What'd you do?
And
in
then
Europe?
Came back on. It was a vacation.
Yeah.
Then I came back and was like, "Oh, it's over."
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
The news cycle moves so Things, quickly.
Yeah, it
just
calms
go to Europe.
Yeah.
Vanish.
I have a Kevin Spacey anecdote for you. You want to hear it?
Sure.
So I was in a sketch comedy group in college. I don't want to shock you with anything, but I was in a sketch comedy group in college, and one of my guy friends that was in the group, we were all like 21, I guess, and some of the guys that I knew all decided to go to New York for spring break. They were all from the New York, New Jersey area, and they're like, well, let's just go blow it out in Manhattan for a week. So they go to Manhattan. They're having fun.
It sounds dark.
I know. They're going to a bar, and all of a sudden, famous actor, K-Pax, star of K-Pax, Kevin Spacey is like, wants to hang out with them. And like, they're all like, now looking back, like, I'm sure they're like, oh, but like at the time, like, it was just this, like, you guys will never believe this, like, whacked out story. And like, we didn't, I mean, I think I had spent a summer working in LA, so I kind of had heard the rumors and rumblings about Kevin Spacey by then, but I didn't really put it all together either. I can be like a little slow to the punch.
Mm.
And these guys were slow to the literal punch.
Well, most of us just thought he was gay.
Right.
You know, we didn't know that there was everything else.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was the Bryan Singer parties that he was tied to a lot of the time.
Oh, I'll tell you a story off mic about that boy. So, anyway, Bryan Singer's, I literally, okay. So, anyway.
Do you know that when I wrote my piece about Bryan Singer, not about Bryan Singer, but I wrote about, you know, like, the open secret on preying on young boys in Hollywood, mm-hmm. my piece for the Daily Beast, I brought up the allegations that had been against Bryan Singer and was also careful to note that they have all been dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone updated his Wikipedia to be like, Ira Madison III brought up the allegations against Bryan Singer again. I'm like, listen, mention Jessica Chastain, because she's the one who was out here tweeting, let us not forget.
Yeah. No, I mean,
she's bold.
She is bold. She don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She's Jessica Chastain.
Her. I know. She doesn't need to give a fuck.
She's Molly. She's busy having a game.
So this, okay, so then my friends are at this bar. Then all of a sudden, famous actor Kevin Spacey allegedly is like, oh, you guys are going back to your hotel? Like, let's go raid the mini bars. So they all go back to the hotel with Kevin Spacey. And these are like five dudes sharing two queen beds, like, in a hotel room. And like, you know, then allegedly, like, things turned into like a play wrestling situation. And my guy friends were really like freaked out. They're like, why is he being like kind of like pushy with us? And like, you know, looking back now, I'm like, oh, like, he was kind of trying to see who was into it, like, if anyone was into it. And then my friend made a joke like, hey, man, like, we don't need to fight. Allegedly, Kevin Spacey then slaps my friend across the face like a woman and runs out of the hotel. And that's the last they saw. So this was their spring break story that they all came back with. And now when I look back on that, I'm like, oh, that's like, first of all, that happened within my friend circle. We all went to Boston College. There was no conversation around homosexuality or anything like that at our school. I mean, we had a campaign called Gay? Fine by me, which I talk about all the time. It was like the most offensive. I mean, that's a Jesuit university really trying.
Was there a crew group in your school?
No, there was a there was a gay straight alliance, but like barely. Like there was in the sense that there was like Hillel, but there's like six Jewish students in the whole school. There was also maybe six people that were out at Boston College, like when I was there.
Wicked.
Yeah, it was wild. So I had no idea, but that is something that happened probably, I don't know, how long have I been out of college? 12 years now or something like that. And like, looking back on it, it's like, oh, that's just like one little like non-actual incident that like happened to my random friends that were in New York City for one night. Like, let alone like the, you know, all the people that are actually put into private situations, like massage rooms or whatever else. My friend worked at Burke Williams for a really long time. And I mean, I can't tell you how many men he's had to tell, like, yo, like famous actors, like, you have to put underwear on if you're going into the jacuzzi, like guys just dipping their penis in the side of the off the side of the pool. You know what I mean? Like, it's very like, it's just people keep it real fast and loose here. I totally understand why no one goes to HR. It's a very threatening thing. I think people get real excited to have fame. We've talked about this before, fame and power. People take their licks and they like, for so long, they really, really feel like, okay, like I got punished. I had to be on the low end of the totem pole. Now I'm the top. I get to harass everyone. No one says like, I'm at the top, so I'm going to do things the right way now. Everyone's like, oh, I've been abused for so long. Now it's my turn to abuse people. And it's like, so,
HR is wild. You know?
Oh no, HR doesn't exist.
Like HR, I feel like HR is only good if like the people who are running HR, like can't be fired by the people who run the company, you know?
Yeah.
Like, an HR needs no accountability.
No. I worked for a company for a while. I can't say who, but, like, we had to do a sexual assault seminar every year. And it was, like, first of all, everyone would laugh the entire time. We had to go around and sign in. There would be prominent members of the staff that would have, like, their assistants sign in for them. They wouldn't even show up. And these are probably the people that needed to hear this shit the most. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was really, like, it was just so obvious that not only did this not matter to anyone, but it wasn't really relevant. It was a joke. Even the people running the seminar, they would try their hardest to be like, this is real. Like, you guys have to pay attention to this. But, like, they also knew that we weren't. And that people were giggling and playing Candy Crush and, like, you know, not really taking it seriously. And it's so wild to think that, you know, Christina's mom has a longstanding job in HR. People, I mean, with just like an HR background, most people know, like, I can go to my HR, human resources. In our business, if you do that, you never fucking work again. And hopefully that will change. But I really don't know if this will really, I don't know if that will really change it. It does have this sort of attitude where it's like, yeah, this is a big joke. Like, oh, HR, whatever.
Yeah, the company will always have its best interest in mind.
Yes. And I think that like sexual harassment is also very, I think that if someone went to HR at a lot of studios or whatever, and if it was more racially motivated, I think that it would be more in their interest to follow up on that. But with sexual stuff, no matter what who you are, I think that sexual stuff is always so people are just very vague about it, you know? Like, try and tell anyone that something sexual happened to you, and they're going to fight and be like, well, what do you mean? Like, maybe you took it the wrong way.
Yeah,
like,
that was going to say, laugh? Like, people think that it's subjective.
Yeah, did you laugh? Well, if you laugh, you know? I mean, it's just, it's so, I don't know, it's so gnarly. But, like, stop touching people, you guys. Just be good. You know what I mean?
Stop touching people. Stop writing about touching people. Stop defending people.
Especially you, Lisa. Touching people.
Yeah, Lisa Dunham, like, just stop.
Lisa Durham. So you guys, let's take some phone calls. I wasn't even gonna ask. Okay, so we asked people to please give three reasons why they're qualified to give advice. Ira, do you have three reasons why you're qualified to give advice on today's show?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Ira Madison III.
Mm-hmm. That's one, two, and three?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's take our phone calls.
Hello, Mollis, Christina, and guests. My name is Hunter. I'm 30 years old, and I live in the South. So I have a question. In a nutshell, what is the most respectful way to ask someone about their sexual orientation? And I that's not a question that I would ask someone because I just don't care. But if I'm into the person, then I would want to know because this person is very confusing. I came out a couple years ago, so I'm very new to the gay dating scene, but also very excited. And so I met this person at a work orientation. We don't even work in the same areas or departments. It wouldn't be an issue. But he reached out to me and gave me his number after the orientation. We've gotten drinks a couple times and hung out. And he gives me kind of like a straight vibe, but he also, I just get this vibe that he's maybe not entirely straight, but I just feel like it's at a weird moment in the getting to know each other phase where I'm like, I don't know if it's appropriate to ask, like, is he into dudes? It kind of seems like it is, but I can't just assume that. And so I guess my question is, like, how do I go about this in a way that I can be respectful and, not potentially ruin this relationship or friendship? I don't know. Please advise. Thanks.
Hunter, wait, can I find something on Facebook? But I do want to quote an Elijah Daniel tweet, which he's like, I wish I had the confidence of a girl who's had 2 to 3 glasses of wine asking like any gay man if he's his top or bottom, which is like, by the way, when I was 22 and naive, I'd be like, so like, what are you, like a top or a bottom? And I'm like, Molly, now I'm just like so embarrassed to be alive all the time. But yeah, no, it's a day. Yeah. What does Hunter do?
Hunter, first of all, mind your goddamn business. I just think that, like, it's not your business, you know? If he wanted you, maybe he'd, you know, say it. And if he hasn't said it, you know, maybe there's a lot going on with him. He could be straight. He could be gay and not into you also, you know? He's just trying to be a friend. You also work together. I know you're trying to be like, we're not in the same department or whatever, but it's not an issue. But we were literally just like, stop touching people at work. Don't sleep with people at work. This isn't Melrose Place.
Well, Christina and I have talked about this too, is that, you know, like, as a bisexual woman, it's very fucking confusing, especially with chicks, about, okay, like, are you flirting with me or do you want to be my friend? Like, you know, are you like, what is this about? And like, I actually recently went out with a guy who's like, yeah, I fooled around with some guys. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, how did it happen? He's like, well, after my last relationship, basically, I was like really insecure. So I would just like go to gay clubs and see if like guys would want to hook up with me. And I was like, oh, so you were like basically seeing if like you were just like pandering to guys to see if you could get laid, period. Like, it's just, there's lots of like, I think, good reasons and also very ill-intentioned reasons why people want to seek this information out. Like,
I mean, I think also if you're talking about, let's say you're having a conversation about past relationships, I think you can bring it up then, maybe. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, if you're really just not going to be like, what's the tea? then I don't think you deserve to have an answer, you know? And also mind your business. Listen, I think that there are a lot of men. I know you're in the South. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of gays there. Fire up an app, meet a man.
Fire up a damn app.
Stop trying to, you know, give HR a nightmare.
Yeah.
By, you know, trying this, you know, corporate sex espionage.
So I want to read something. I'm not going to say who posted this to our Facebook group, but Emotionally Broken Psychos, we have a very active Facebook group. And sometimes we post about the emotionally broken situations in our lives, not just about reality TV people. And one of my favorite, most active members is a building manager. And she had to write up a tenant recently because this is a note that he slipped under the door of another resident in the building. It says, "Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you something. I mean, no disrespect in any way. I don't want any trouble of any kind. If you a chill, cool guy that likes some good head and don't mind having another guy doing it, I would love to be that guy. This stays between you and me and no one else. Well, no, I just think you are a good looking man and I would love to suck you off. I will buy you a bottle if you want. I don't think you're gay at all, and I don't mean you are, and I don't mean if you are gay goes down on you at all. Just means you love to get sucked, and a mouth is a mouth. Smiley face. Sit back, light a smoke, and take a shot, and enjoy getting serviced. Discreet is a must because I am married. You will not be disappointed. Man, if I'm really good and I know what a man likes, I do swallow, so don't worry."
Oh,
I'm God. Sorry. Just if you're interested, when you see me outside, wave at me and I will come to you and go from there. If you are not interested, please trash this note. No hard feelings. It stays between you and me only. Is this a good way to ask a guy?
No! What the fuck is wrong with people? I hate the gays.
Even if you don't have an app, like Craigslist exists.
I know. And like when I like originally said, wrote back, I was like joking. I was like, what's the problem? The note didn't come with a batch of fresh baked cookies. But then I was like, you know what? If I was a woman and I got this note, if I was anyone, I'd be fucking terrified. Because like the illusion of work or living in an apartment building or for me moving about the grocery store is that no one can see me. I can see you, but I'm actually invisible. And I live here, but like no one's watching me come in and out of my apartment. And no one's watching me pick out my chicken noodle soup. And no one is watching me go to this the fax machine. No one is watching these things. I'm invisible in that sense. And to know all of a sudden that there's a sexual element to all of these things that you kind of just move through life hoping that you're not visible.
To be fair, I always assume a sexual element.
You
I
do.
Just assume everywhere I go, people are watching me and just thinking about the possibilities.
Oh. I mean, you kind of just
you
have
do
that
have
presence.
That.
Yeah.
Yes,
but they can think about the possibilities, but I don't need to know.
Can I tell you, you're one of the only people I ever recognize in public. Like, first of all, walk by my own best friend on the street. Like, walk by my own best friend of 13 years on the street and not even recognize him. He always complains about it. He'd be like, you know how many times I thought you hated me because you just walked by me at school? And I was like, oh, I don't recognize people. Don't take offense. But whenever I see you, I'm like, Ira! So, like, you're very, like, I mean, you do put out a vibe. You're very visible.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
This person is crazy. not you, Hunter. If you're even still listening.
Hunter from the South.
Hunter's mad at me.
No, I think Hunter gets it.
He's still new to the world.
And he's very excited.
How old is Hunter?
30.
Is Hunter cute?
I don't know.
Hunter, are you cute? Okay, Hunter, email us a picture. It will stay between us. And if maybe we'll send it to Ira.
Also, let us know where in the South you're from and maybe who you voted for.
Yeah, there's that too.
You know, but I like if that you're, you know, excited. And you know, we're not saying you'd be into it, you know, but if you're down for some head.
No, I'm just saying I will suck you off discreetly.
I don't swallow.
Don't worry. I do swallow. Hunter, I'll suck you off.
I'm not into that. I'm kidding. Hunter, live your life.
Should I put that on my Patreon?
Don't hit on me. I'm not hitting on you, Hunter. It was a joke. I don't need...
You don't know what possibilities could open up for you.
I don't need Twitter allegations against me. Okay. Because Lisa Dunham will not defend me.
No, she will not.
Who's next?
But yeah, let's take another call. What I will say, Hunter, is that you are living in an age of... I cannot believe how many apps there are now, especially. There are so many fucking dating apps.
Who are for sure gay. Like,
yeah.
People who are...
It's off the rails. Like,
not necessarily true.
There's not.
Oh, that's true. No, but I mean, if they identify,
I was
that
on Grindr like when it first started, but I had no picture and I never like messaged anyone. I just wanted to like see who was in my neighborhood.
Yeah, at the very least,
like Shelby Woo.
I haven't heard that reference forever. At least people who are
I'm
for gay sex.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Listen,
I had a
beautiful time with an Australian man last night.
I've heard a lot about the Australians in bed.
They're
lately.
Always like. Oh. Big dudes, like strapping, like just physically, Christine? Not like penis wise.
It was great.
They're all just like, buff.
No, I've heard, yeah, they play rugby or whatever.
I loved it. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, you can talk about
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to spill the tea.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he's on a reality show.
Oh.
In Australia.
Oh.
Some like house hunter sort of show.
Okay.
I don't know. He also like created this like brand of water that he's bringing to the U.S.
Okay.
He literally sounds like a Vanderpump Rules character.
Okay. I'm obsessed with that. Yeah. It does. It sounds like a mixture of the Manzo
specs.
Boys from Real Housewives of New Jersey with their BLK, their black water. That's like literally, by the way, have you tasted that?
It's awful.
Water. It's water that mixes air and it's light so and water. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
No, it's like, I was convinced it was sulfur or something the first couple of times I saw it. I was like, no.
Wait, tell us about the Australian
But then
guy.
House that's hunters, that's money. That's like, house, is he tall?
Does he have green eyes?
Were you at a hotel?
No, he's blonde. No, he was like renting an apartment.
Oh, I don't trust blondes.
He's moving here.
Oh, he is.
I doubt we'll hang out.
Well,
anyway.
Okay. Well, I have some friends in Australia that are really well connected, and they listen to this podcast. So, okay. What I can maybe
Let them know that I will be in Sydney for Mardi Gras next.
Oh, you will be? Oh my god! Okay, actually, that might be a very well received message, and I think I could probably hook you up with some very cool people if you don't already know them.
Okay.
Let's take our next call.
Hey, this is Ebony, 30 years old from Chicago. Also, I am a black woman, and I felt it very necessary to add that part in, but whatever. I'm getting nervous. Hi, Malls. Hi, Christina. Hi, Wag. Hi, guest. I'm calling in today because I want to know how to make my life not suck. And I hear people all the time talking about these epiphanies that they had, and I just knew I was supposed to do this, and everything started getting on track, and it's like I keep falling off of the track. I'm so near it. I can see it, smell it, taste it, and then I just feel stuck sometimes, and I just feel like I'm in a rut of, like, life sucks, but it's not as bad. Like, with the rise of Trump, I'm like, oh, shit, my life is pretty fucking decent. Like, I am, like, a black suburban type chick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have had some privilege. I'm just going to admit. But life just really feels like it sucks. And I don't know if everybody else's life is also sucking at the same time. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But I really would like some insight on what I was thinking about getting this, like, self-help book. Like, I hear The Art of Not Giving a Fuck or something is a really hot book. I don't know, and I feel good. I've got, like, a meditation schedule going. Like, I've made some changes and some advances, but, like, I still just wonder, like, when the hell am I going to be happy? And I don't have any time in the near future where I can say, oh, okay, this needs to happen, and everything will be swell. Thanks so much. You guys are awesome. Literally, this podcast just started playing one day, and I was like, just, like, hanging out in the car. So divine intervention brought me to you. So thanks.
Okay, first of all, thank you for saying hello to Wags. No one really does. And I would say he is kind of the star of this podcast.
He's rude.
Even though
he let me hold him.
Wags is very rude. I get bit by this man every day, but he gets to live here. Therefore, he is the star. He's the Ashton Kutcher of this house. So, did Ashton Kutcher bite people? I don't know. But I do want to say that I've always said something for a really long time. And then yesterday I was watching SVU in bed because I'm on the wrong medication. And so I was watching SVU in bed, and then a pedophile said it. And I was like, oh, damn, that sucks that this pedophile and I, this fictional pedophile and I are on the same wavelength. But it's that, you know, life is short, but life is also very, very long. And so one thing that you have to do is just figure out, I mean, and look, it's true. Life is very, very long. And so there's a lot of things that you're going to run into over the years that are like fucking bummers, dude. And one thing that I will tell you that will streamline your life is if you identify the things that are holding you back and eliminate them. Because I don't think that it sounds like you have a lot of bullshit in your life, but I will say that every single person living has something in their life, some fat that they can cut that will make everything else feel a lot easier. And, you know, that might be for you tangential friends that are not servicing you anymore. It could be booze. It could be, you know, smoking cigarettes. I mean, I was just in Chicago. Cigarettes are fucking expensive there. Like, they're expensive here too. But I was like, I thought Chicago, they'd be really cheap. Maybe those are holding you back. Maybe it's like, you know, a bad roommate situation. Like, these are these little things that come into your way and that are like in your peripheral all the time that kind of make your really good situation feel a little bit worse than it is. So since life is so long, and it's really long if you're lucky, but also unlucky, just make the best of it, I guess. What would you say?
First of all, Ebony, I'm glad that you like pointed out that you were black, but girl, like your name is Ebony and you're from Chicago. Let's be real.
I was thinking about that because I was like, is there a white woman named Ebony? But then I remember that Molly has a friend and had a boyfriend that cheated on her with a white girl named Jamaica. Yeah. So.
My boyfriend got a blowjob from a white girl named Jamaica.
Okay, well, Jamaica sounds like a white girl's name.
I mean, I literally also...
Only a white parent would name their daughter Jamaica.
No, she's let's like name her where we conceived her.
Right, exactly. Like, trash.
And the, I've never met a black girl named Jamaica. That's the damn truth. Right. Is that literally that is...
We don't do that, but Ebony, yes.
By the way, Jamaica apparently listens to this podcast, and she claims she's not the Jamaica. And I'm like, honey, listen, how many white girls named Jamaica are running around Los Angeles? You blew my boyfriend. Thanks for the memories.
She's like, I was named after the Jamaica in Queens. Okay. Different Jamaica.
Oh, my God.
Southside Jamaica, Queens. Ebony, let's just chat. First of all, don't buy this book. Second of all, listen, it's easy to fix things. It's not easy. I don't know. I felt like my life was out of control before, but now my life is fucking great. My life doesn't suck. The world sucks, but my life is great.
How old are you, sweetheart? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm 31.
Oh, honey.
I'm just a year older than you, Ebony.
Why do I think that you are, to me, you're just like the smartest 26-year-old I've ever met?
Oh, my God. Stop. No, 31, like, it took me a while to get here.
35.
You know?
Those stripes.
But my life is great. Granted, not everyone can have a very, you know, successful career, you know, plenty of men that you're sleeping with, living in beautiful Los Angeles. I'm off track. Sorry.
Manicure by the woman who just did Cher.
Yes. Okay, nails by Yoko.
Okay, fuck Ira right now for coming into my house with better nails than me. Like,
these are gel too.
Yeah, these are gel too. Yes. You're done. Oh my God. I like literally didn't even know that you got manicures.
Yoko is in West Hollywood right next to Hamburger Mary's.
We're in a fight. Like, I cannot believe
they're black nails with gold chrome accents.
And it's like a little ombre. It's an ombre French tip. Like, it goes down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ebony, maybe you should do that. Get your nails done. Mm-hmm. Drink some champagne.
You know
why my life is beautiful? My fridge is stocked with champagne and Prosecco. I also work from home. Mm-hmm. I drink it all day. I'm constantly drunk. Maybe that's why my life is great. If you have a alcohol problem, maybe don't do that because I don't want any drama. But I'm just saying, you know, like your life ends up being better when you do what you want to do. You don't need the art of a fuck. Just do you, you know? Yeah. You're talking about this privilege, but I'm like, I mean, you're black and you still live in Chicago. So, like, you don't have that much privilege. Let's be real here. You're not Obama's niece. And he didn't even have that much privilege.
Well, we don't know that.
I mean, I feel like she would have led with that. She gave us a lot of
I'm Barack Obama's niece.
But you also didn't really give us any specifics.
She could be Oprah's niece.
You didn't give us any specifics about your job, your sitch. Like, yeah, I really want to know the tea here.
There was something I was jamming on for a little bit because she's like, everybody has an epiphany moment. And mm-hmm. I was wondering if that was like, to a larger extent, like she's talking about her career.
Like who, like Angela Chase on My So-Called Life? No, like, we really have these epiphanies?
This moment where like, this is the thing that I was supposed to do.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
How did you know that you were supposed to be a writer?
Ebony, go to brunch.
She should do mushrooms.
I love this restaurant Jar. I think it's called Jar or Jam in Chicago. I just need you to go to brunch. Go to brunch with your girlfriends. If you don't have any girlfriends and that's what's stressing you out, find a sad black gay person around you. You two could be coming each other's best friends. I don't know.
I honestly, can I throw this out as just as like a counterpoint to that? You know what? Maybe it's not all in alcohol and brunch, which by the way, it all should be. But I've had some... Oh, just be careful with his chin because he had a surgery recently.
Sorry, I'm petting Wags.
Oh, no, but he's being very docile. It's because he knows. He's like, those nails are everything, though.
I called you rude.
But I really enjoy hallucinogens. And I have had a lot of important realizations on mushrooms, especially recently. One of them was basically just like, I was looking in the mirror and I was crying. Probably told this story. Oh, Wags, you licking Ira.
My friend did mushrooms today.
Yeah, it's
he
really
texted me like, I just did mushrooms and I'm going to see Justice League. And I was like, one, I need you to calm down. Because you've only ever done mushrooms once before. Mm-hmm. And it was on like some vacation in the woods you did. And like his husband isn't in town this weekend. And he was like, I'm about to do mushrooms. It's going to be wild. And he was like, I just wanted you to know. You know, because my husband's out in town, just like, just in case. I'm like, please don't die. Also, I haven't heard from him the rest of the day, so he may be dead.
Oh, no, he's probably having fun.
He lived a good life.
I always just say to someone like that, like, who's never done drugs before, I'm just like, hey, no matter what, you don't need to call the police. I know, I'm just like, if I could pin a note to your sweater, like, do not call the police.
He
like,
had a beautiful wedding this year. Like, he's fine.
Okay? Yeah, and in that and
if
that
he died
sense,
after that, it's, yeah. He's had more than me.
Life is long and it's very short.
Maybe life isn't perfect, Ebony. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's life is perfect.
And also, like, a lot of people are lying about having it figured out. That's what I've come to understand.
I actually do have it figured out, Ebony. My life is pretty perfect. drink. Have some fun. If there's a family member you don't like, call them up and tell them to go fuck themselves. I mean, there's like, these are things that make me feel great.
Yeah.
Start some drama. Watch Real Housewives.
Wags, when you said to tell someone
watch
to go
Riverdale.
Fuck themselves, Wags just went, but yeah, no, I did that this year. It felt really
Silver
good.
Silver Lake Hills Chihuahua.
I know. Oh, no.
Silver Lake Hills.
You mean... Ebony,
okay.
At least you're not living with that inner turmoil, and that's what I will say to you, okay? I hope we were able to help you. It sounds like we almost definitely did not. I don't know if you made that out, but there was something in there. And I think we should take another call. Ebony, we'll be thinking of you. Call us 323-450-7408. And Ebony, you fucking call us anytime. I love you and I'm really glad about this divine intervention. And I have to say that those are my peeps that are my fucking favorite that find us, where it's just like, oh, I don't know how I found you, but I came across this thing and like I listen to it now. And, you know, that makes me really happy because that's the way that I want the internet to be working for me. You know what I'm saying? And that's some divine intervention for my advertising. And also, please go leave 5 stars in the iTunes store, because let me tell you this, America, I have a big surprise. If we get 500 reviews, I'm sorry, Christina literally just fucking almost ripped her skin off of her face. If we get 500 5-star reviews in the Apple Podcast Store,
I'm literally not doing anything.
No, Christina's like literally like, Christina just ripped her shirt open and is beating her chest. She's inside my closet screaming. It's thank God for my soundproof closet. Oh, God. Now Ira's testing Wags. But I want to tell you that if we reach 500 5-star reviews by the new year, I have a very, very big surprise that I'm going to give you all. And it's a big surprise. It's like an exciting one. So
we're at 342.
What?
342.
Oh, 342. I was like, 342 minutes. Like, girl, like, we haven't even. Okay.
Speaking of, I don't know how many reviews I have, but fine. Keep it on iTunes and give me some reviews.
Yeah, give Iris some reviews. Actually, maybe you can be a part of our surprise.
This is
you might
after
actually.
December 12th, right?
Mm hmm.
Okay,
I think.
My teaser will We're be there, up. Yeah. My teaser will be up by then.
So you will be.
People will be able to subscribe.
I would love to have you be a part of our special surprise, which I'll tell you about later if you want. Anyway,
it's a trip to Paris. I'm busy.
Okay. well, all right, let's take our next call.
What you're saying is you're going to do something problematic soon.
I know. Ira's going to literally blow up the internet. Okay, let's go.
Hi, Malls, Christina, Wags, and Guest. I have a little bit of a situation that I need your help on. I'm 22 and from Dallas, Texas. So for Labor Day weekend, I went to go see one of my best friends in New York City. I was a little hesitant to go because it was definitely hard to fit in my budget, but she invited me several times and she had come to see me for Memorial Day. So I felt like it was a really good trade-off and I was excited to see her. So I'm familiar with New York City because I went to Brandeis for college. So I have several friends there and I know my way around the city. And I show up and she really has nothing planned for us, which I was slightly disappointed by. But, you know, I was just happy to be spending time with her. So I kind of took it upon myself to make plans for us and find things to do. Well, everything was going fine until one night she doesn't like the plans, and we were kind of out with several of our mutual friends, and everybody kind of wanted to do one thing, and she was the only person in the group who didn't want to do it. But instead of being mature and communicating that, she just completely shut down and started making rude comments to me, such as telling me that she was never going to host me again, telling me that she wanted to slap me in the face and things of that nature the entire night. And then she ignored me for the rest of the trip. And I was extremely taken aback. I felt so uncomfortable because I was staying in her home, and I tried several times to reach out to her to talk to her about what had gone on and just resolve the situation so that the rest of the trip could go well and I just would feel comfortable with my living situations for the remainder of the Labor Day weekend. But that did not work. She was closed off the entire time. We didn't resolve anything at all. And now I'm back home in Dallas several days later. I haven't heard from her, and I don't know what to do because on one hand, this is my best friend of several years, and I want to make the situation better. But on the other hand, I don't want her to think that this behavior is okay, and I don't want to apologize because I don't feel as if I did anything wrong. So please advise. Thank you so much.
Okay, wait. So are you talking about like literally like Brandeis and Waltham, Massachusetts? Because I'm from Lexington, Massachusetts, which is like 6 miles away from where you went to school, I think. That does not tell me anything about your knowledge of New York, because New York is about a smooth 6 hours away from where I grew up. God bless you for, but you know, whatever. Listen, it sounds like your friend's a fucking vacation cunt, and it also sounds like your friend is over you, and I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. I've had friends turn on a fucking dime on
me. She's
a
bitch.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Like, move on.
Like,
move on.
Yeah. Like,
next caller.
People just. Yeah, I agree. Let's take our next call. I'm done.
Hi, Malls, Christina, and guests. I want to get your take on if you've ever visited an astrologer and if it's something that you would recommend. I live in a big coastal city. I'm 30 years old and I have a very stressful job. I know I need to work as a person in order to be happy, and to a certain amount, I enjoy the pressure of work, but lately I feel like it's been really crushing in and becoming too much. I'm considering moving to a less stressful city or changing careers. I've tried therapy, but found that my therapist was far too passive for my taste. I want someone to give me direction, and she was more of a listen and write things down type of therapist. I know that there's a degree of work you have to put into finding a good therapist, but in my current situation with my job responsibilities, it's just too much work for me to handle, and it tends to add to my stress instead of making it better. So in the meantime, I'm considering meeting with an astrologer just to kind of get some life direction and hold me over in the meantime, because I really just want to hear if there are any thoughts about what career path I should take. I'm feeling a little lost in that. I'd love to hear if you have any experience with astrologers, if you've had good or bad experience, if it's something you'd recommend. And keep in mind that I will follow up with therapy, but I'm just specifically curious about the astrologer kind of input on this thing, and if it's something you find helpful or even just fun and something to take my mind off things in the meantime. So thank you.
Okay, so I will admit that Ira and I have killed a bottle of white wine before. I say this to you. How dare you call a show and ask about astrology and not even leave us your sign? Okay, first of all, I have found out that I have a devil in my midst, and that I have let Ira into my home, who is a Leo. As a Capricorn, born on January 10th, Leos are, for me, they're in my sixth house of mental wellness. And so for me, the people who have challenged me the most, meaning that, like, so I have two exes that are Leos, and they have the same sun rising, blah, 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 the whole thing, right? Literally born on this earth to terrorize me and test me. Now, I'm going to be honest. I do love some Leos. There's, and I think you might be one of them.
My dad's a Leo.
Okay, I love your dad. See, there's no one I love more than Willie. And your mom's a Capricorn. So there, it can happen, okay? It can happen. But I will say, generally, Leos, when you said you were a Leo, my heart just, I shout out my heart. Okay. Secondly, I'm going to give you the name of a woman. Her name is Carolyn Swift Jones, and she's not going to read your astrology. She's going to read your spirits and your past lives. And basically, like, I feel like that's more what you need, because what she was able to tell me was, like, all of my past lives. She was able to tell me who my archangel is. She was able to tell me who my spirit guides were, which was very illuminating for me. And yeah, like, I do think a lot of all of these things are slightly pandering to your needs. I do have a theory that with astrology in general, and you won't go wrong by reading like Susan Miller, any of like the you know, top 40 of astrologers out there. My tip, I don't know if you're anything like me, because I don't know what fucking sign you are, bitch. I'm a Capricorn. Yeah, I don't.
You literally.
How dare you?
You literally went on this entire spiel how about going to an astrologist. You didn't even tell us your sign.
How dare. Christina, do you have this one's first and last name?
I'm trying to find it. Let's find her. We're trying
to find her. Girl, we could have decided. No, I know. You need to see an astrologist just by knowing your sign. Because you know what you sound like? You sound like a fucking Aries, actually.
Oh, don't even say that. That's like, I know that's rude.
Yeah. Like, you sound like you sound like the worst sign.
I thought I had an Aries moon and I almost cried.
And she could just be lazy.
I know.
Wait, no, why is the Aries the worst sign?
It's just like they're fucking losers. I don't know.
Really? Aries are trash.
Yeah, they're trash.
Yeah.
So I'm a
Cancer.
I'm a Cappy Sag Gemini, which, by the way, when I found out I was a Gemini, I cried because I was like, oh my God, I'm like Courtney Cox. Like, I'm crazy. Like, I'm double, I'm two-faced. You know what I mean? But then I was like, maybe that's good for my writing. So I feel okay with that.
I'm trying to see if I can find the original email so I could see.
But go to Carolyn Swift Jones. She does it on a pay scale. Tell her Mal sent you if you want. Molly MacLear is my name. Duh. And then just like write that in and tell her that I sent you. Because the thing is that if you are any of the practical signs, if you're an earth sign, maybe if you're a fire sign, I really feel that you will jive with what Carolyn does. It can run anywhere from like, I think her lowest point is like 75 to up to 175. And it is a, it's a, what's it called? When sliding scale. So it's kind of on you to like be like, yo, I can't afford, you know, the whole 175. Carolyn will still spend the time with you. She's great. But it was such an illuminating experience for me. And it's actually really taught me a lot of things about my strengths and what I'm good at. And in terms of reading my astrology, what I do is I don't read my astrological charts or whatever. I don't read them at the beginning of the month. I read them at the end of the month. So as opposed to anticipating, what I do is I kind of resolve. So because I find that reading something at the beginning of the month and you're like, well, on the 7th, I should be making money. So then on the 7th, when you don't make anything that seems like visible money to you, it doesn't make sense. But maybe what will happen on the 7th is a conversation that leads to money on the 18th.
Men can be money.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I use them like currency.
Ira, what else do you think?
I had an awful person in my life last year, a lover. And so I just feel like I treat men horribly.
You know who she is?
Yeah.
Okay, so, what's her sign?
She doesn't say. She just attached the voice note with no text in the email.
No, but I'm saying look her up on Facebook.
I don't know. She has a pretty, like...
Can you just write her back? Just write, hit reply and write, how dare you? Just write, how dare you?
Can we ruminate on what her...
I mean, her sign is how dare... I mean, she sounds like an Aries. She sounds like a fucking mess. Like, oh, I'm going to call and ask you about my astrological sign, but I'm not going to mention which one it is. Like, either that, it's like some sort of chamber of secrets like you, Christina Lopez. Like, maybe she's a Cancer.
We like to keep it in our shell.
Yeah.
Just so you know, my moon is a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And my rising sign is a Gemini.
Oh, so we're both Gemini rising.
Yeah.
Love that about
us. I'm gonna figure my shit out in that realm. I don't know what my little like.
There's a calculator.
Do you remember when you thought you were an Aries moon and then you realized you weren't an Aries moon and we both felt good about that for you? It's because Aries are messes and it's also really sad.
Did you just look that up online, Ira?
I had to double check. I knew that I was a rising Gemini. But I did not remember.
How did you?
I knew that I was a rising Gemini, but I did not remember my moon.
But what's the sign that's... Oh, my friend Chris Medina also is a psychic, but you don't. He's not necessarily astrology. I also have had... He'll do your astrological chart as well. You should always reach out to psychic Chris Medina, who's been on the show before. His information's available. But
my rising sign also, like, I read about it before, and it said that I confront people without reservation, which is literally my brand online.
Do you think you do that? Would you say that you do that? I mean, I don't know. Lisa, does he do that?
Reckless abandon. but we're
I'm looking up mine right now.
But we're talking about sis, who's talking about an astrologist. I love it, you know? Like, do it. I don't know. I just...
Ira, thank you so much for coming here and giving that sage advice today.
You know, a fortune teller told me in New York, like, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, where the girl from Brandeis is very familiar with. Yes, that city.
She told me when I'm going to die.
When? Oh, my God. I want someone to tell me that. When are you
going to
die?
She said that I'm going to die on my birthday.
When?
I don't know which one.
Wow. When's your birthday?
July 28th. So I live my life fancy free all year. And just, that's why I throw extravagant parties on my birthday.
Ira, though, I'm
going to
be honest with you. I don't see you.
Because if I die on my birthday, I want it to be a
parade. Don't see you dying. I don't see you dying young. Like, I see, there are people that I know that I'm like, makes sense that they died. Ooh. They were always going to die young.
I was also told it would be violent.
No.
Which could be murder. It could be a car crash. I don't know what it's
going to be. A lover.
Something.
What would you want it to be if it was going to be violent?
Someone's going to murder me. It's probably my lover from last year.
Oh.
I still love him.
God okay. bless.
I hate him.
One could only hope.
I still love him.
I know.
He's trash.
Today's the 4-year anniversary of my first date with someone that kind of ruined my life for a really long time. So yeah. I really fucking feel you.
Actually, I can't call him trash. We're friends again. I'm sorry.
No, okay. If this person, I don't speak.
Sweetie, if you're listening, I love you.
You believe that, like, you don't stop loving people?
Untrue.
Yeah,
I don't think I didn't stop loving a person in a certain way, but I will say that, like, it's more of from a place of family and concern. Like, it's like, I love you familially. Maybe. Like, I love you the way that I love a cousin that I'm like, oh, babe.
Gossip Girl betrayed me and I still love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here
I don't have enough long-term lovers to determine that.
Yeah. And you left Pretty Little Liars, so.
I really did.
Pretty Little Liars.
I didn't even watch the finale.
You. I know.
And I meant to.
By the way, it's actually, like, not a bad finale. Like, as far as finales can go. Okay, so, Christina, what happened?
My moon sign is Gemini. I don't know what that means.
And then?
My rising sign is Aries.
So, wait, it's moon. Okay, oh, my God. So
trash.
Wait, your moon is, so it's sun, rising, moon, right?
You just means you have elements of trash.
I mean, you have a trash exterior, but I will say, yeah, like, if you're there was a trash can, your outer lining would be Aries. But no, you're also Cancer, which means you take care of the trash that's, like, the closest to the top, which is, like, nice. And then in the middle, you have that nice Courtney Cox two-faced Gemini that Ira and I both enjoy.
Okay.
No, but I love you. And by the way, like, if you told me today that you were, like, some fucking trash Aries or even a Pisces or whatever, like, one of those, what's the sign in October I hate? It's like
Scorpio?
There's one I hate that's, like, October.
My mom.
Scorpio is the back half of October.
My mom's a Scorpio.
My brother's a Scorpio.
What's the front half?
My mom's birthday is November 4th. She's a Scorpio.
Oh, no. Like, I'm meaning, like...
And I
is she a cuspy?
Don't get along with Scorpios. Cuspies? But then we come to a we came to a... we always come to a agreement.
Wait, why am... Okay. Oh, no. I'm...
Libra.
I don't like... No, I don't like Scorpio. Wait, I don't like Libras or Scorpios. I don't like anyone born in October. I will tell you. So I'm a Sagittarius, like Britney Spears.
My sister's a Libra.
Yeah.
I have drama with my sister at the moment. I don't know if it's because of our sign. It's my sister's.
You know what? I don't need your scales. Just tell her I don't need your scales.
Because my sister's rude. Like,
yeah. Just say I don't need to step on those scales or anyone else's bi. See ya.
You know who else is a Leo? My niece.
Oh, well, come on. Don't turn me against a 2-year-old girl.
We talked about how, like, I follow Lena on Twitter, and I've voiced my concerns, obviously. But many people have responded in the words of Ira, keep it, to her apology. I'm like, I don't even have to say anything. It's beautiful.
I've been saying that phrase,
know.
Like, in real life, and I don't understand if people get it. When I'm just like, keep it.
You just have to be like TM Ira. Like, that is really what it is. Is that, like, also, I get really mad. Like, when I see people say keep it or delete your account, I'm like, hey, You credit at Ira with that, okay?
Also, I'm being harassed for a statement that I made, and I want to know if you all agree with it. I said that drinking regular Coke is a power move. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
No, no, no.
And someone responded, it's disruptive. And someone said, arrogant, even.
No. By the way, actually, no. Here's the dichotomy. You rarely see a not overweight person drinking Diet Coke. People, and I realize this, the more I'm like, okay, if I'm really going to be anorexic and get my anorexia on, because this is how I survived in college.
I always see like skinny PR girls drinking Diet Coke. Yeah,
you drink full fat Coke. If you really care about your anorexia, because all you eat then is all I ate my senior year of college was cigarettes and full fat Coke. And those were my calories. And that was how I lived.
That's dark.
And then, honey, I weighed 94 pounds and I was fucking, this girl
Ira looked at
fire.
Me and was like, do you believe this? I'm like, yes.
This girl is on fire. Like, this girl is on
Spirit
fire.
Spirit of Maryland, okay, calling so me audibly.
When I needed to lose weight for prom, I need to make weight for my prom dress. I will tell you this. I quit Diet Coke. I lost 14 pounds in 2 weeks. Okay. Because Diet Coke is bloating. It's full of chemicals. Diet Coke is not for diets. It's literally Mavis from Young Adult. It's from me during dark periods of my life.
Linda HR drinks Diet Coke.
I could drop 14 pounds if I stopped drinking. But that's not going to happen.
Oh, no. That's not going to happen. No, but like also, no. I didn't drink in high school, though.
Are we still talking about this girl who wants her advice?
I don't know. She didn't even leave a thing. So whatever. Like.
I have different advice based on who you are.
She didn't leave that, though.
We don't know if she's a dad.
If you're a Leo, yes, you should go to an astrologer because they'll just tell you you're perfect.
I'm a Capricorn and you should just be one because, like, if not, you should just lie to people because it makes. But this is what I will tell you is that the curse of the Capricorn is that I was so driven at such a fucking young age that all I cared about was getting in college and I did that. Then all I cared about was coming to LA and doing that. And then all I cared about was getting this job and that job and doing this and getting that. And I did all of that. And now literally all I want to do is move to the Midwest, get some guy that's not fat to impregnate me, that will pay for my life, and I will put on a bib and work at the Hallmark store after I've done tummy time with my 3 kids. Aww. And I don't care. And that's it. I just want someone to leave me alone. Right? So anyway, drink Coca-Cola. Fucking leave your fucking astrological sign when you call this show. God damn it. We actually drank on this show. By the way, we actually drank. Can I just say?
I feel like people can tell.
We stopped drinking on Please Advise for a really long time. So I
Did
will
you?
Say. Oh, yeah. We like never drink on this show anymore because mommy used to be like by episode 2. Like it would always just be like it's like the gremlins were out. So like. Guys, I want to say if I was disrespectful to you, Ebony, you're really the only caller I care about.
True. I like really support you, Ebony. Yeah. And I hope that you find me on Twitter at Ira. Just tweet at me.
She knows who you are.
Does she?
How could she not? Like, literally,
I mean,
how
be real.
Could she
Ebony,
not?
You know who I am. Tweet Ebony, girl.
Also, King Ira Ira on
Instagram. King Ira Ira Ira.
Three Iras?
Because I'm third.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Okay.
Also, King Ira was taken. Rude, right?
Wait, did you do that because, like, King Kylie?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, because I did it as a joke once. And
I thought
I was
you
like,
were
I kept
to, like,
it.
I thought you were about to, like, fucking backhand me for being like, no, I didn't do that because of
First
Kylie
of all,
Jenner.
I would never backhand a woman.
I know, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Can I put a Kylie lip kit on you?
Especially in this climate.
Okay. Well, no, the climate of Glendale. I'm sure that plenty of women is being backhanded tonight in Glendale. But can I put a lip kit on you before we leave then?
No.
Okay, bye. You guys.
I also care if Hunter is attractive.
Keep it. Is the podcast that you need to listen to, Hunter. Send us the dick pics.
Whoa!
What?
Just an Instagram link.
Okay, just an Instagram link. Or if, you know, just between friends. Christina and I won't share it. Like, by the way, oh my God, we've literally on videos people fucking.
He's also from the
Wait,
South.
Wait, will you show Ira
He could be like a descendant of the Confederacy. I don't know. Don't be racist and just
God bless.
Just don't be racist and be hot, Hunter.
Be hot. Don't be racist.
And visit LA. Actually, if you're hot enough, I'll buy you a ticket.
Ira Madison III is one keep of me the to that. Most influential humans on the internet. And right now on this, I think honestly, babe, but like, I don't know. You were just like so influential, and I think it's so fucking important. Like, not, but you're not influential because you're like, oh, you're like, I'm influential. Like, you're influential because you have fucking points. You have a better manicure than me, which I'm fucking upset about. You get it about Lisa. You get it about, like, literally about how that girl called with an astrological sign, how that other girl's friend is a fucking cunt. And, like, why did she even have to call and leave a 5-minute voicemail, like, being like, I'm not sure. My friend called me a cunt and, like, was mean to me. What? No, you get it, okay? So you go have your beautiful dinner at Sir. Tell everyone where people can find you all over the internet and where they're about to find you on Apple Podcasts.
You can find me on Twitter at Ira, or you can find my Crooked Media podcast, Keep It, on Spotify, and we're also available on iTunes.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening to Please Advise. That was episode 149. 149, motherfucker. That's right. 150 is next. You guys, I love you so much. I hope you all are staying fucking tight and being honest with yourselves and being honest with your fellow Americans and fucking killing it at your work and being real and always listening to Please Advise. 323-450-7408. Follow at Ira on Twitter. Follow me at Malls on Twitter.
And don't be an Aries.
Don't be an Aries. Christina Lopez on Twitter. Hey, K Lopez. On fucking Snappy. Follow Christina on Snapchat. You never know when that asshole is going to pop up. What? You guys, I love you so much.
Really into that right
I'm
now.
Sorry, I know. Christina's asshole is going to be on in tonight, actually. I'm going to say tonight. Okay. All right. Bye, you guys. Don't suck any dicks in your building. Except if you do, swallow that cum. Bye.